state briefs read by an automated voice. ICC demands ComEd cut consumption more. Commonwealth Edison must do more for energy efficiency than it has proposed, the Illinois Commerce Commission ruled, requiring the utility to save 25,000 megawatt hours a year more than it currently plans. Even so, ComEd would not come close to the 2% consumption cut that Illinois requires by mid-2015. The ICC agreed with environmentalists and consumer advocates that the utility was proposing too much spending on consumer education and not enough on efficiency programs. The commission also ordered ComEd to start getting results from its $2.6 billion smart meter project by planning with smart device companies to get appliances that interact with the meters. More, Crane Chicago Business. Kentucky. Big Rivers delays Wilson closure. Big Rivers Electric Corporation found a buyer for half the output of its 417 megawatts DB Wilson plant for 2 months, and so did not shut it down February 1st as planned. The cooperative hopes it will make another power purchase deal to keep the plant running beyond March. It had said earlier that it was shutting Wilson and would close the 443 megawatts Coleman plant in June because it had lost its two biggest customers, Century Aluminum Smelters. More, Lexington Herald Leader. Maryland. NRC inspecting Calvert Cliffs after recent shutdown. Calvert Cliffs nuclear plant. The Nuclear Regulatory Commission is doing a special inspection of Constellation's Calvert Cliffs nuclear plant after an electrical malfunction caused both units at the facility to shut down. The event appeared to be caused by snow and cold that affected a ventilation louver filter. The plant restarted after several days. The company said such NRC special inspections are common, but an NRC spokesman said they were not, explaining that complications in the shutdown prompted the inspection. More, the Baltimore Sun. New Jersey. Cut JCP&L rates, EPU staff. Jersey Central Power and Light not get the $31 million rate increase it wants, but instead should have its rates cut $207.4 million, the Board of Public Utilities staff says. The staff filed a brief that essentially agreed with the Division of Rate Counsel, which started the rate case after accusing JCP&L of overearning. The company is studying the matter and will file its own brief. This rate case is separate from the one in which JCP&L seeks $580 million for storm-related costs. More, the Star-Ledger. Wind developers seek offshore lease sale delay. Wind power developers want the U.S. Interior Department to delay sales of offshore leases, but a frustrated state legislator and environmentalists want no delay. In a letter to Governor Chris Christie and legislative leaders, the developers asked them to lobby Interior for postponement of a sale, which is expected sometime this year, because Board of Public Utilities regulations have not been written yet to award offshore renewable energy credits to developers. The letter also urged officials to force BPU action. Environmentalists also have been frustrated by BPU inaction, but they said the federal lease sale should go ahead. More, NJ Spotlight. North Carolina. Wind farm plan abandoned. Torch Renewable Energy said it would no longer pursue development of the Mill Pond Wind Project in Carteret County, where its plans had called for about 40 turbines. There were concerns about the project's impact on nearby Cherry Point military base activities, as well as health and safety issues, and the county had placed a moratorium on permits while it reviews its wind turbine regulations. More, the Daily News. Ohio. NTE plans 500 megawatts plant in Ohio. Florida-based NTE Energy plans a 500 megawatts natural gas combined cycle plant in Middletown, Ohio, between Dayton and Cincinnati. The company, which said it has entered the project into PJM's interconnection queue, plans to start construction in 2015, with operations beginning in 2018. More, Dayton Daily News. Four finalists for PUC seat. Governor John Kasich has four Republicans to choose from to fill the Public Utilities Commission seat being vacated in April by Todd Snitchler. Finalists for nomination to the five-year term are Tom Johnson, a former state representative, Patrick Donlin of the PUC staff, Stacy Polk, a sustainability attorney, and Tom Waniewski, a Toledo City Councilman. More, Columbus Business First. Fay auction results approved. Five competitive suppliers submitted winning bids for the one-year product and four submitted winners for the two-year product in First Energy's eighth auction to determine its retail generation service rates through May 2016. The one-year average clearing price was $55.83 per megawatt hours for June 2014 through May 2015. The two-year average price was $68.31 per megawatts through May 2016.
The results will be blended with previous auctions and two upcoming auctions to establish the retail generation rates.
More, PUCO. Bird Group opposition makes military cancel wind turbine. opposition by bird conservation groups has led to cancellation of a wind turbine installation at Camp Perry on Lake Erie. The groups had threatened to sue the Air National Guard and had 5,000 signatures on a petition opposing the turbine, which was slated to go up in a few months. The Black Swamp Bird Observatory's executive director said the groups would use legal research from this case to challenge other projects that endanger birds and would lobby for state laws to better regulate turbine site selection. More Toledo Blade. Pennsylvania. Coal Group wants hearings. The state's coal industry called for legislative hearings on the effect of coal plant closures on power supplies, noting PJM's emergency actions during the January cold snaps. The Pennsylvania Coal Alliance's statement followed similar calls from two state lawmakers, Senator Tim Solovey and Representative Pam Snyder. More, Pennsylvania Coal Alliance. State funds CHP, CNG projects. The Commonwealth Financing Authority approved $4.5 million for seven projects that Governor Tom Corbett touted as more evidence of the state's commitment to expanding diverse energy industries. Six of the seven involve compressed natural gas installations. One grant for $500,000 is for a $3.2 million, 265 kilowatts combined heat and power installation at Cathedral Village Retirement Community in Philadelphia. More Office of the Governor. Virginia. Dominion rate hike bills pass committee. The Senate Committee on Commerce and Labor approved two bills backed by Dominion Virginia Power that could increase customer rates. One measure would let the company write off $420 million of the $600 million it has spent on nuclear and wind power development costs over the past 6 years, much of it development work toward a possible third unit at the North Anna plant. The write-off would reduce Dominion's profits and allow it to avoid possible State Corporation Commission-ordered refunds in the next couple of years. Another bill would let Dominion ask the SEC for a rate rider to pay for burying power lines. The utility said power restoration times could be cut in half if only 20% of its lines were buried. It would bury about 350 miles a year, at about $175 million, until 4,000 miles are underground. The State House has already approved the bill. More, Daily Press.